In Rich Dad, Poor Dad, one of the stories that people like was the story of me asking my poor dad, my real dad, well, how do I get rich? And he says, well, you go out and make money. And I took my dad literally at the time, and I went out and started making wooden or lead nickels out of lead. And people laughed at that story. They said, well, that's a really nice story and all this. Yet in reality, the facts are that the way the rich get rich is they don't work hard for money. They learn how to make money or make their own money. So lesson number 5 was the rich invent their own money. And that's really one of the ways I get rich is by simply legally, not illegally, legally inventing my own money. So if you have children today and you're saying to them, go to school, get good grades, and find a good, safe, secure job and be a hardworking individual, it's really hard to get ahead. One of the reasons I created this board game here, Cash Flow for Kids, was to start teaching young people how to start thinking like a rich person. The task was, this here is the game sheet for Cash Flow Investing 101 for adults. Too hard for most kids. And what we had to do was create the same thing using colors and forms to teach kids income statements, balance sheets, assets, and liabilities. And that's what we did with Cash Flow for Kids. It also comes with a book called Raising Your Child's Financial IQ, as well as an audio tape with a renowned educational psychologist on how to inspire your child to become smarter financially. The way the rich invent their own money is quite simple. In this third book we're writing right now, this is coming out, Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, the way Bill Gates became the richest man in the world at the age of 30 was he printed his own money. He did it through a thing called an IPO. He created a company and he sold shares in it. A share is a way of inventing money. I have done it in different ways. I do it oftentimes through real estate. With real estate, I'll buy a house, let's say, for $50,000, and I'll advertise it for sale for $100,000 with nothing down. And at that point, I've actually invented a $50,000 equity on something I paid only $50,000 for. So rather than working for money, what I learned in my head, and what we cover in here, is how to build a business and take it public, do an IPO, which is the way the rich get rich, or other forms of investing. The way the rich invent money, I can show an exact a more simple diagram, is again by looking at income statements and balance sheets. What I'll do is I'll find a house, let's say, that's in foreclosure or in trouble, and I'll buy it for, let's say, $50,000, and let's say I can buy it for nothing down, hypothetically. So what I have now is a $50,000 liability. What I'll do is I'll advertise it in the paper, and I'll sell it, nothing down, for $100,000. And I create a note, or an IOU, should I say, as a way of inventing money. So what I've created over here is a $100,000 IOU. Now, where that shows up, so this is my financial statement here, what happens to the buyer of this property, what they have suddenly is a $100,000 IOU right here. And that's the way the rich invent money. So what I have here is a cash flow pattern where, again, the money is coming into my pocket very simply because it's flowing out of this guy's pocket and into my pocket here. And that's one very simple example, other than an IPO or printing your own shares. This is a way of using real estate to print your own money. So one of the ways to get rich is to think outside the box, and as like my rich dad taught me, learn how to invent your own money. So one of the ways to learn how to invent your own money is, again, by looking outside the box from where most people look at, going again to the cash flow quadrant. One of the big differences, the difference between a small business owner or self-employed and a business owner. A self-employed person, what they do is they own a job. In other words, they could probably, the difference between a business owner and a small business owner is this person can walk away from their business for a year or more. And the reason is because they build a system. For instance, Microsoft is a system, and investors invest in systems. The reason that these people have a hard time finding investors to give them money is because real investors do not invest in employees or small businesses. It's too risky. There's nothing to buy. You can't buy the person because that's called slavery, like a dentist or an accountant. But what they do invest in are systems. So one of the reasons we recommend learning how to build a business, which we do cover fairly extensively here in Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, the third book, is how to build a business so that you can sell your shares of your company or your real estate to the proper investors. If you have a business system, it's really easy to find investors. If you're an E or an S, it's really tough to find investors. Again, that's why Rich Dad said, learn how to invent your own money, and that requires thinking from the B and the I side more than the E and the S side.